College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, we will be joined by St. Louis head coach Travis Ford as part of our Atlantic 10 preseason preview. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on Stitcher. You can find us there right now. And also send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed? As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen. But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, before I get into the Atlantic 10 base portion of this podcast, which is a preseason preview, which we're going to do for the next 2.5 months, I wanted to address the reports over the last couple of days that college football this week could be canceled for 2020 and remind everybody that football can still be canceled and college basketball can still be played. And not only can football still be canceled and college basketball can still be played, but college basketball can still be played on time starting November 10th. But as I've been saying for weeks, there's a much smaller chance of college basketball operating in any way, shape, or form that we know unless people socially distance and wear a mask. Now, this much I can tell you. There is going to be an NCAA tournament in 2021. The NCAA has to have an NCAA tournament next spring. But how are we going to get to the point where the selection committee is going to be able to seed and put together a bracket before Selection Sunday? That's to be determined, because the selection committee has to have inventory where they can evaluate teams that are good enough to be put into a bracket. But the chances, obviously, of having that go at its smoothest possible way happens if you wear a mask and socially distance. And I will continue to hit that home in every form that I have right now until we are on the other side of this pandemic. So let's get to the Atlantic 10. I think the Atlantic 10 next season has a chance to have its best season in years. Last year, you had 5 teams win 21 or more games prior to the Atlantic 10 tournament, which was canceled and supposed to be played in Brooklyn. The league had an unbelievable and a once-in-a-lifetime type season from the Dayton Flyers, who finished 29-2 and 18-0 in league play. But I want to make this clear. The good side for the Atlantic 10 is you had, obviously, a team like Dayton, and you had 5 teams that won 21 or more games prior to the conference tournament. Here's the bad side for the Atlantic 10. Going into the conference tournament, which wound up being canceled in Brooklyn, the only team that was firmly in the NCAA tournament picture was the Dayton Flyers. What does that mean? The importance for the Atlantic 10 to have key games in November and December during the non-conference portion of the schedule is critical. It's huge. It's as important to the Atlantic 10 as any other team in college basketball. Because the facts are the facts. Since we've seen power conferences go to 20 league games, we have seen opportunities for programs in the Atlantic 10 shrink in terms of getting to the NCAA tournament. Now, if there's not going to be a non-conference schedule this year, which a lot of people have speculated on, but nothing has happened officially, that's not good for business if you're the Atlantic 10. The Atlantic 10 needs to have those showcase opportunities during the first 2 months of the season. One of those teams that's loading up on showcase opportunities in preparations for the non-conference portion of the schedule is the St. Louis Billikens. Their head coach is Travis Ford. He joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Before we talk to St. Louis' Travis Ford, I want to tell you about our sponsor, DraftKings. As the NBA 8-game regular season is coming to an end, teams are still jockeying for the final few playoff spots. And while the players are bringing the action on the court, DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is bringing the action to you with huge daily fantasy contests every day. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players, so they know a thing or two about a big payday. If you haven't tried it yet, fantasy basketball is easy to play. Just pick 8 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for 3-pointers, rebounds, assists, and more. There's no better way to put your basketball knowledge to the test than to compete for a share of millions of dollars. In addition to this week's basketball action, there is a huge MMA contest this weekend with some of the sport's biggest names stepping into the spotlight. To celebrate this huge event, DraftKings is giving new users a free shot at $1 million in total prizes. Here's what you gotta do. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code COLLEGE to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes for this week's daily fantasy contest. That's promo code COLLEGE to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. St. Louis is projected to be one of the better teams in the Atlantic 10 and one of the better non-power conference teams in college basketball. The head coach of the Billikens is Travis Ford. He now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Travis, what has it been like getting back to practice right in the middle of a pandemic?
Well, first of all, John, appreciate you having me. And there's a lot of adjectives I could use, but it's been amazing. It's been great to just get back on the court, see my guys, and just spend time around them. You know, obviously we've tried to take every precaution to first and foremost keep our guys safe, and we've been able to do that so far. As far, you know, we've done individual groups, guys are getting tested and doing all the things that you know, we're trying to do. But it's just it's been amazing just to be around them. Forget about the basketball aspect of it, but just to hang out with your guys a little bit, because gosh, for what, 3, almost 4 months. You know, we weren't around each other, and that's the first time in probably 25, 30, 35 years for me that I haven't been around a team. So it's been great. It's been absolutely great.
And I know you're dealing with so much outside noise with, obviously, coronavirus. When Travis Ford gets up every morning when he goes to bed each night, does he do that with the thought that we're going to have a college basketball season?
John, I don't think there's any question we're going to have a college basketball season. Now, when that happens and what it looks like, I don't have the answers to that. You hear all the different ideas and thoughts behind trying to put a season together, but I don't think there's any question we're going to have a season. You know, we've heard of the, you know, may not start till January, which, you know, is fine. I don't see a reason we still couldn't even have a non-conference schedule in January, start conference play in February and March, and then have, you know, maybe April Madness or May Madness, whatever it is. I think it can be done. Obviously, that's looking ahead. We don't know what even tomorrow looks like. But I don't think – I think we'll definitely get a season in. I think we'll have an NCAA tournament. Now, whether it's just a conference season, who knows what it's going to look like.
Now, we're going to get to, obviously, what St. Louis will look like next season in a minute. But first, how do you reflect back on last season, considering how well you were playing at the end of the year? Do you look at it as a missed opportunity because you didn't get to play the Atlantic 10 tournament in Brooklyn? Or do you take solace in the fact of how well you played over the last month of the year?
Well, a little bit of both. A little bit of both. We definitely thought we were playing great basketball, as well as anybody in the country. We thought, you know, we'd won 10 of our last 12 games. One of those losses was on a last-second shot at home to Dayton, which obviously was having an extremely special season, and I think probably one of the top 2 to 3 teams in the country last season. You know, we were playing well. We thought we had a chance going into Brooklyn to hopefully win it again. So I look back and reflect only to study what we were doing well. I look back and I study the end of the year to kind of look and see you know, what made us good? What are the things that that was allowing us to have success? And you try to learn from that and try to carry that on to hopefully this season. So, I kind of look at it both ways. But there's a lot of teams that could have said that. I look at Dayton. I think Dayton had a legitimate chance to win it all. I'm talking about the whole thing. They had a special team. Obi Toppin was one of these players that just you had to plan for. You had to absolutely plan to figure out how to stop him. And he made everybody else around him even better. But, we would have loved to see what would have happened.
St. Louis head coach Travis Ford joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. You know, Travis, you and I have talked a lot about the importance of non-conference scheduling for the Atlantic 10, and obviously there's a lot of chatter that we may not have non-conference games next year in November and December. Because the Atlantic 10 has had so many issues having more teams in the NCAA tournament picture since power conferences went to 20 games, how important is it for this league specifically to make sure that those non-conference games exist?
Well, I think, as you know, and we've talked to you, I think scheduling is one of the most important things we do. That is recruiting, and scheduling is getting harder and harder. Now, if we just have a conference schedule, and that's all we play this year, if that's all we can do, and I'm hoping that's not it. I hope we get the non-conference games, ever how many that might be. But if it's only conference games, I think they're going to have to go back and find another formula to figure out who are the best teams. I don't think scheduling is going to become as important in just a conference scheduling year. I think there's going to have to be a different formula. There's going to have to be a different way of looking at who are the best teams in the country from that standpoint, because none of us can control, you know, anything outside of just the conference schedule that we are given. We obviously, our conference schedule has been put out. We've got a very difficult conference schedule. You know, we're playing Richmond twice. We're playing St. Bonaventure twice, Dayton twice, which is great, which is good. You want to play great teams. So, you know, as important as scheduling is non-conference wise, and we've put together an extremely difficult non-conference schedule. But if it only goes to conference, I think there's going to have to be a different type formula to decide who's in the tournament.
And I know you've put together a big-time non-conference schedule. Is there any updates on that slate?
Yeah, we've got Boston College at home. We got San Diego State at home. As you mentioned, we're going to Memphis. We're going to go away to a Big Ten school. We haven't actually got the contract signed yet, but we are going away to a Big Ten school that's going to be a very difficult, challenging game. We've got teams, you know, I think, you know, these are all the big-sounding teams. You know, the San Diego State, the Memphis, the Minnesota, Boston College. But we've got Siena. We've got to play Siena at home. Siena's going to be picked to win their league again. Those are the type, Northern Illinois, these are the type games, I think, that can really set up a really good schedule for a team like us in the Atlantic 10, who we think we have a chance to have a good season.
And one of your staff members, Will Bailey, left for South Carolina as an assistant coach during the offseason. Is there any updates on your staff?
No. You know, always, one thing I've learned doing this for, you know, 23, 24 years is to be patient. And that's something I've done over the last, you know, 6, 7 years, 4, 5 years, whatever it may be, is just be patient. You know, I really want to try to get a coach that fits our team, that's going to make us better, obviously, that fits the staff we already have together, that brings different strengths. I'll probably be making a decision soon, but haven't done anything yet.
St. Louis head coach Travis Ford joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, I know you've been doing this for a long time as a head coach. Does the team you're about to coach have a chance to be among the best you've ever been around as a head coach?
Well, I think it ranks at the very top or near the top. Obviously, we had a team at Oklahoma State that was ranked 5th in the country for several weeks and was really good, led by Marcus Smart, Markel Brown, Phil Forte, and we had a really good team. But, I really like the makeup of this team because of, obviously, the talent, the experience, and the depth. You look at a guy like, obviously, we got Jordan Goodwin, who is a double-double guy at 6'3", who was a first-team all-conference player. Hassan French, who has been a staple in the A-10, who I think is going to have, you know, I didn't think Hassan really came on until mid-January and started playing his best basketball. I think he's really motivated to have an incredible season. And Hassan has the ability to dominate a game. But you look at a guy like Javonte Perkins, and I don't know if I've ever had this in all my years. J- Javonte in non-conference last year averaged 10 points a game. We hit conference play, and he averages 18 points a game in conference and was playing, you know, just lights out in conference play and was, you know, becoming one of these guys that was just tough to stop. So those are three seniors, I think, that are going to probably lead us, three seniors that are going to show the leadership and lead us. But we got Yuri Collins, who started pretty much every game for us at the point guard position. Two guys we have back, Gibson Jimerson, who did not play one conference game, but averaged 11 points a game last year. He's back 100% healthy. Fred Thatch, who probably would have been a starter last season, played like three games. He's back 100% healthy. You know, so we've got a team that's got some experience, some depth. You know, we're going to have a chance to have a really good bench, I believe, with, you know, TJ Hargrove, Demarius Jacobs, who was a starter every game last year. And then we've added some depth inside as well. So I like the makeup, the pieces, the puzzle to our team. And we've got seniors, but we also have some young players that have experience that are going to really help us out a lot.
Now, when you return two players, Jordan Goodwin and Hassan French, who averaged a double-double last season, considering the landscape of the sport right now where we have so many people rushing to start the professional clocks wherever it may be, how rare is it to return two guys who averaged a double-double?
It's never happened for me. And, you know, these are two guys that play with an incredible amount of passion for the game. But one of them's a 6'3 guard. Hassan, 6'6", 6'7", physical, can play inside, outside. But these are two guys that have done it from day one. I would say average a double-double from day one, but have produced from day one, have put numbers up from day one that they've gotten to St. Louis University. And again, I think these guys, you watch them in workouts every day. You know, you don't see guys that are just relying on their success from the past. You see guys that are looking forward to having an incredible senior year. They are really motivated right now to have a great, great season. But to have two guys that average double-double, you know, that's the first time it's happened for me.
You know, you touched on Javonte Perkins, who was sensational in conference play last year, averaging, you know, over 18 points a game. If there was one player, past or present, who Javonte Perkins most reminded you of, who would it be?
He reminds me a lot of James Anderson. James Anderson played for me at Oklahoma State for 2 years, was player of the year in the Big 12 his last season, and was the 19th overall pick to the Spurs. James could score inside, outside, just had a knack for putting the ball in the hole at 6'6". Javonte's the same. Javonte's added 20 pounds of muscle. Javonte didn't even have a summer workout with us last summer. He was graduating from junior college, so he didn't even have a summer with us. And I think that's one of the reasons he came on late in the year and started playing so well. But he's really working out with our strength and conditioning coach, getting bigger, stronger. But Javonte has a knack for putting the ball in the hole, whether it's from a pull-up range, whether it's from three, putting it on the floor. I'm with you, John. I think he has a chance to be one of the better scorers in all of college basketball this season.
Travis, who do you think makes the biggest jump next season on St. Louis?
Well, again, we had two guys sitting out. You know, a guy named Gibson Jimerson, who a lot of people forget, he averages 11 points a game going into conference play and got hurt the last game before conference. He's back 100% healthy. He's really actually lost weight and really moving, much more mobile than he even was last year. Fred Thatch was a guy who had a great freshman year 2 years ago with our NCAA team, played about 22, 23 minutes on our NCAA team, missed all of last season. He's back 100% healthy. Then a guy you'll remember, Jimmy Bell. Jimmy Bell started at center for us last year, and Jimmy was a freshman, 6'10", about 285. He's down to about 275 in muscle. He's got great definition. One of the hardest workers I've been around. I mean, I go up to campus and he's out on the track dribbling a basketball around the track just to stay in shape. I think he's got a chance. And one of the guys that doesn't get a lot of, you know, notice a lot of times because he really came on late, TJ Hargrove. TJ Hargrove has a chance to be a special basketball player, athletic, played some big minutes for us last year when we were playing our best at the end of the season. And then our point guard, Yuri Collins. Yuri's one of the toughest young men I've been around. Just a consummate point guard, makes everybody else around him better, and he makes us go.
And you mentioned Gibson, Jemerson, Fred Thatch. Have they been fully cleared after their injuries last season?
Cleared, 100%. They've been going through workouts. They're 100% clear. They're ready to go.
Travis, there's so many clouds right now hanging over society. As the leader of a program day to day, how do you stay focused on just focusing on what's next in front of you when you have so much noise around you?
Well, that's a good question. And kind of the approach we've taken is, first and foremost, take every precaution we can to keep everyone safe, make sure they're all educated as much as we can about this virus and what it takes to just try. There's no guarantees, but to try to keep yourself from getting it and staying healthy. That's our number one priority. Two, as we told them, as of right now, we're playing on the season starting because we don't know any different. We've got to go with what we know. What we know is there hasn't been a change. So right now we're preparing as if, you know, the season would be on time. We know the odds of that. It may be tough for that to happen. But until I know different, that's how we're going to prepare. Now, we're not practicing as a team right now, so that's a little bit different that, you know, we would normally be doing maybe an hour's worth of team workouts a week during this four-hour week. But we're doing all individual work. But right now, we're preparing for whatever's put in front of us. Our school starts in about a week. So we've got to get ready to get back in the mode of not just working on basketball, but obviously, going to class, different things like that, while being safe and doing all the things that you need to do during these crazy times. But there is no answers. I said there is no answers to any of this. We're all kind of just trying to do what's best and make the best decisions we can.
Final thing, the Atlantic 10 6.5 years ago had six teams in the NCAA tournament, and now it feels like the league, which is a very good basketball league, is fighting the notion that it's a mid-major conference. And I look around your league and I see what Dayton did last year. I see your team. I see Richmond. I see a great talent at UMass and Trey Mitchell. How important is it for the Atlantic 10 over the next season, whenever it starts, to dispel the notion that it's a mid-major conference?
I think it's very important, and I would second everything you just said. I was the head coach at UMass 10, 11, 12, 14 years ago, whatever it was, and I knew then what a great league it was. Atlantic 10's a basketball league with great tradition. And you're exactly right. Every year, we're going to have three or four teams that can compete with any of the Power Fives. Every year, that's going to happen. Three to four teams that can compete with anybody. We're a 14-team league, though. What we've got to do is get consistency from top to bottom a little bit more. We've got to continue to hopefully be consistent and try to stay at the top. But we've got great coaches in our league, great talent, but just great basketball tradition. I think it ranks up there at the very top when you just talk about leagues with great tradition. And, I think we're in a position right now. I think our league's going to be as good as it's been in a very, very long time from top to bottom. But I think it's time we start making our move.
Well, Travis, appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are. Stay safe. And as always, look forward to staying connected along the way.
John, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
We'd like to thank St. Louis's Travis Ford for joining us on the College Hoops Today podcast. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We're the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on Stitcher. You can find us there right now. And before we get to our social media portion of the program, we all had plans for the summer that either got canceled or postponed. Festivals, weddings, concerts, they all feel like a thing of the past. Our plans might be canceled, but summer is still out there. We just need to work a little harder to make our summer moments happen, and Coors Light wants to be right there with you, making it easier to chill this summer and giving you a break from the stress and pressures of daily life. So when you need a moment of chill, choose the one beer that's made to chill, Coors Light. And with the new limited edition Coors Light Summer Can featuring sunglasses that literally turn blue when it's cold, you'll know exactly when your beer is chilled to perfection and ready to drink. Listen, the college hoop season might be over, but even in the summer months, there's still plenty of work to do preparing for next season. And to cap off my day, Nothing beats a warm summer night and the mountain cold refreshment of Coors Light. Refreshing, crisp, and only 102 calories, Coors Light is the one I choose when I need a moment of chill. So when you want to reset this summer, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Have Coors Light delivered by going to get.coorslight.com and find local delivery options near you. That's get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And time now for our social media portion of the program. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And again, these are Atlantic 10 based questions because this is our Atlantic 10 preview. Our first question is going to come from Justin Charles. And it's, John, if you or I gets waivers for all their transfers, how does that affect their A-10 preseason ranking? Well, Justin, it would obviously go up. And, you know, I'm going to go through, obviously, the key transfers to watch here in just a minute, but there is so much uncertainty right now from the NCAA because there's no clarity, there's no rhyme or reason why certain waivers are going through and others aren't, that we're going into a situation where we still don't have full personnel clarity for everybody in college basketball. If Rhode Island, who took a number of transfers, including Syracuse guard Jalen Carey, get some of these kids eligible, the Rams have a chance to jump up from their current perch. Our next question comes from Quarantique, and it's, John, where do you see VCU next year? I think VCU, to be honest with you, is a team that's going to struggle to be in the top 7 or 8 of the Atlantic 10. I really do. They lost a lot from last year's team. Love, obviously, Bones Highland. I think Bones Highland will make a big jump, but VCU needs its newcomers to play a major, major role next season if Mike Rhodes and company are going to be in a scenario where they can crack the top 6 or 7 of the Atlantic 10 in the 2021 season. And the Atlantic 10 preseason power rankings are being brought to you this week by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch to Geico by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. Now, the Atlantic 10 preseason power rankings.
John's Atlantic 10 power rankings.
We start with St. Louis at 1, Richmond at 2. Those two teams could be in the top 30 nationally in a lot of different polls. Dayton 3, St. Bonaventure 4, Keith Dambrot and Duquesne at 5, Rhode Island at 6, Davidson at 7, Bob McKillop's team a little bit off the radar, but still very capable. UMass at 7, George Mason, a sneaky good team at 9, VCU, GW 10, 11, LaSalle, St. Joe's, and Fordham round everything out. The Atlantic 10 preseason player of the year for me is Trey Mitchell. He was sensational over the final 10 games of last season, averaging over 22 points a game and just under 9 rebounds. Shot over 50% from the field during that stretch. Great feet, great hands. To me, Trey Mitchell has the chance to be the best talent that UMass has had since Marcus Camby led the Minutemen to the Final Four 24 and a half years ago. Atlantic 10 preseason first team, I've got Jordan Goodwin at St. Louis, Jacob Gilliard at Richmond, Fats Russell at Rhode Island. Fats Russell had a big role last year on both sides of the floor. Jalen Crutcher at Dayton and Trey Mitchell at UMass. The Atlantic 10 preseason sleeper, for me, it's Davidson. No, they lost John Axel Goodmanson, but you have Kellen Grady back. You also have Hung Jun Lee back, who was very good last year, obviously as a freshman. They also have another freshman coming in, Samuel Menega, which Bob McKillop is very high on. Davidson, the sleeper. 5 impact freshmen in the Atlantic 10, in no particular order. Samuel Menega, Davidson, Jai Bailey at Richmond, who was initially committed to Wake Forest, Ace Baldwin at VCU, Jameer Watkins at VCU, and Javon Garcia at UMass. 5 impact transfers. Again, these are in no particular order, and it does not include transfers who have filed waivers with the NCAA. Connor Crabtree at Richmond, he's by way of Tulane. Jeremy Shepard at Rhode Island's JUCO kid who sat out last year. Demir Bishop at St. Joe's, transfer from Xavier. Greg Foster Jr., transfer from Gonzaga, and Clifton Moore at LaSalle, who came from Indiana. Five breakout guys, again, no particular order. Bones Highland at VCU, Chase Johnson at Dayton, Antoine Walker at Rhode Island, Yuri Collins, the point guard for St. Louis, and Hung Jun Lee from Davidson. Would like to thank St. Louis head coach Travis Ford for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel, as well as the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.